Hi there. The word for you today is you'll accomplish more by learning to do less. That sounds strange? Well, Psalm 23 verse 2, the psalmist writes, "He, that is the Lord, maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Let me ask you something. Are you like the guy who said the devil never takes a vacation, so why should I? Since when did the devil become your role model? The words, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures," teach us that only the shepherd can choose the path, prepare the pasture, and protect us. Our role is simply to follow, feed, and fellowship with him. Are you getting the idea? Of the 10 commandments God gave Moses, which one do you think required the most words? Adultery? That only took 5 words. Murder? No, that only took 4 words. Guess what? The longest of the 10 commandments is about taking a day off. 96 words. God knows us so well, doesn't he? He knew that the store owner would say, "Somebody's got to work that day. If I can't, my son will." So God says, "Nor thy son." "Then my daughter will." God says, "Nor thy daughter." "Then an employee will have to." God says, "Nor thy manservant." God says, "One day a week, you'll say no to work and yes to worship. You'll slow down, you'll sit down, you'll lie down and rest. After all," God says, "I rested on the 7th day and the world didn't crash." So repeat after me. It's not my job to run the world. Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, put it like this: even the sea pauses at ebb and flood. Earth keeps the Sabbath of wintry months, and man must rest or faint, trim his lamp or let it burn low. In the long term, he writes, we shall do more by sometimes doing less. So here's the bottom line. If you honor God's principles in your daily life, you will actually find rest for your body, your mind, and your emotions.